glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. We hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, July 27th, 2015. On today's edition of Mark and Friends, you're going to hear some music of some old-timers. There'll be some 2020 challenge giveaways and a Singing Men announcement. So let me start in reverse order by alerting all men. If you desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, well, then join us tonight at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy as we kick off a new round of rehearsals, preparing for some upcoming concerts that will bring blessings to all. So, men, if you have a desire to sing or are interested in knowing more about the Singing Men of GNN, it's a great fellowship. We begin at 7 p.m. tonight. The rehearsals are 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday nights. Just show up. We meet in the choir room. And if you need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. Now, on Friday, I forgot to give out some gifts to those that have participated in the 2020 challenge. I've been keeping the correspondence and various names of people that have taken the 2020 challenge and have put them in a big envelope. And so let me announce three winners on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And the first one, this book, Truth That Sticks, How to Communicate Velcro Truth in a Teflon World by Avery Willis Jr. and Mark Snowden. And also this winner will receive We Two Are One, God's Design for Marriage, by Alistair Begg from Truth for Life. And this will go to John and Gail Heinzelman from Paxton. And it looks like John writes, "Thank you, Mark and staff, for a great radio station. You continue to provide great teaching from the Word, inspirational music, and current informative topics from Chris Fabry and Janet Parshall. It is exciting to hear plans to upgrade equipment and facilities. Keep looking and pressing forward by our Lord's leading. Count on us in your 2020 campaign, John and Gail." All right. Thanks, guys. Let's see. The next winner will get a Truth for Life CD by Alistair Begg. This One Thing I Do out of Philippians 3:14. And a hard-covered copy of The Greatest Life of All, Jesus, Profiles in Christian Character from Charles Swindoll. Hey, this is a signed copy. And so this will go to, oh, I know these two, Jerry and Brenda Farney from Mahomet. Brenda writes, "Happy anniversary, Great News Radio. We have been listeners and supportive since September 1996 when we moved to this area from Iowa. It has been a blessing to have this station in our lives, and we have enjoyed the many radio functions that bring listeners together." And this is on a Great News Radio response card. She writes, "Over." On the back side, she continues, "We will gladly take the $20 times 20 months. It has been amazing to see the Lord provide for needs. We are thankful that we don't have to listen to advertising all the time. Blessings to you and all the staff as you continue day by day all that it takes to keep the station on the air. Love and prayers, Brenda and Jerry." And we thank you guys. Actually, they've been monthly givers for so many years, and they increased their monthly gift by $20. So thanks for that extra portion. And finally, oh, I see from the outside of this card, this is a longtime giver also, Marilyn Grubb from Tolono. It's a beautiful blue card. I can't think of the artist, but it's similar to that guy that has all the lights in the windows. This is a His Delight card. And after having a happy birthday on the front and a nature scene of a little cabin on a pond out in the woods area, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Psalm 118:24. "What a blessing to celebrate someone as wonderful as you. Happy birthday." She's referring to the station in our 20th year now. Then Marilyn Hand writes, "Remembering your birth these many years ago and thanking God for you and those whose vision you have fulfilled. With love, Marilyn." All right, let's see. Marilyn, you're going to get My Prayer Journal by Mary Welchel, Also a book, Looking with Forever Eyes, How to Live Now in Light of Eternity by Mary Welchel, and also a little Working Woman Workday Meditation. Well, Marilyn's constantly doing the Lord's work. I don't know if she's held down a job for some time. She's been retired for many years. But maybe being that grandmama and still looking after Carrie, Rebecca, and their families, I'm sure there's no dull moments in her life. But we'll send these gifts off in the next few days. Thanks for being a part of the 2020 Challenge. And finally, as mentioned, I'm going to share some music of some old-timers. I have 6 different songs laid out. We'll see how many I can get to. First up is an old classic by Tennessee Ernie Ford, who's with the Lord, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. And we'll follow that with a classic by the Goodman family, The Lighthouse. Here's Tennessee Ernie Ford.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On the bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise,
and the glory of his resurrection share,
when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies,
and the roll is called up yonder,
everybody now.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Sing it out now.
When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see, and the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Everybody lives around us says, why don't you tear that lighthouse down? You know the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. Ain't no use of it standing round. But then my mind goes back to that stormy time. I saw the light, oh, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill.
And I think
classic songs and artists. When the Rollers Call Up Yonder by Tennessee Ernie Ford, followed by The Lighthouse by the Goodman Family. Now, this next artist has been singing for many years and has been in our area, I think, within the last year. Bert Kenninger. He has a powerful voice, and this is a familiar song to almost all of our listeners, Softly and Tenderly by Bert Kenninger, followed by somebody you haven't probably thought or heard from in a long time, Dottie Rambo, accompanied by Dolly Parton. The song is Stand by the River, and so that'll follow Bert now singing Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for
the road.
Probably not heard from that duet in many years. That was Dottie Rambo, accompanied by Dolly Parton, Stand by the River. Let me see if I can fit in two more. This is a classic by a voice familiar to many of our Great News Radio listeners, George Beverly Shea, This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Quite a classic song and a voice heard at so many Billy Graham crusades and endearing to so many of us as he faithfully sang 60 or 70 plus years. Even recorded a CD, I think, late into his 90s. That was George Beverly Shea, This Little Light of Mine. And I'll now close out with a favorite that I love to share during special anniversaries or unique love stories. This is Roy, Dale, and Dusty Rogers. The title of the song is The Best Years of My Life. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough,
we'd always make it through.
Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you.
As the years have passed away, it seems like yesterday, the love I had for you back then would never fade away. And all the time and memories of life that seems so dear could not replace the way I feel just knowing you are near.
Thank you for sharing the best life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me. The pain and hurt that life can bring is sometimes hard to bear. The tears we've shed for those we lost had left us in despair. But no matter what we face in life, it can turn out for the best. For when we put our trust in God, He'll see us through the test. Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through. eternally. I am grateful
that God blessed me with you. And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through.
Eternally, I'm grateful
that God blessed me.